There are so many that a dozen savants might spend a lifetime over them and build up a reputation as solid as the castle of St. Angelo. Kennedy sat thinking with his fine forehead wrinkled and his fingers played with his long, fair mustache. "You have given yourself away, Verger," said he at last. "Your words can only apply to one thing. You have discovered a new catacomb." "I had no doubt that you had already come to that conclusion from an examination of these objects." "Well, they certainly appeared to indicate it, but your last remarks make it certain. There is no place except a catacomb which could contain so vast a store of relics as you describe." "Quite so. There is no mystery about that. I have discovered a new catacomb."
"Where?"
"Ah, that is my secret, my dear Kennedy. Suffice it that it is so situated that there is not one chance in a million of anyone else coming upon it. Its date is different from that of any known catacomb, and it has been reserved for the burial of the highest Christians, so that the remains and the relics are quite different from anything which has ever been seen before. If I was not aware of your knowledge and of your energy, my friend, I would not hesitate, under the pledge of secrecy, to tell you everything about it. But as it is, I think that I must certainly prepare my own report of the matter before I expose myself to such formidable competition." Kennedy loved his subject with a love which was almost a mania, a love which held him true to it amidst all the distractions which come to a wealthy and dissipated young man. He had ambition, but his ambition was secondary to his mere abstract joy and interest in everything which concerned the old life and history of the city. He yearned